If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't know if I want the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Tiak, do you think my son is making a mistake by going to college? Because...
Oh, he feels like he can't answer that.
You have to answer. I'm asking you honestly.
Can we ask qualifying questions? Like, obviously, if he's going to become a doctor, you need school for that. Like, what is he going for?
Right now, he's just going for business. That's his kind of like overarching, I think it's economics. But...
What does he want to do?
Hemorrhage cash.
Okay.
I mean, it's sort of just that generation. He's not really thinking about, I want to help. He's like, how can I just have boatloads of money and do all the fun things I want to do?
Is that... When you guys were 18, did you have any idea what you wanted to do?
I always knew that I wanted to be in entertainment, but I didn't know what exactly.
Okay. Mm.
I was definitely on the rock star path, so yeah.
Right. Mm.
I knew radio from like 14.
Yeah. I was 12. So I'm like, kids at 18 just don't know what they want to do?
I think it's more of that like, I'm going to be an influencer.
They just want money because an influencer makes money. They just want money. They want to be able to buy all the crap they want. They want Travis Scott's. They want to eat the nicest sushi place.
This makes me sad.
Yeah.
There's no like driving force. Mm-mm. He's going to college because he thinks someday that'll help him make money.
And it will, because a lot of places require that you have a college degree, which is...
Do they anymore?
I think they still do. Weirdly, I mean, here, we like even hiring her position, wasn't it on there? Do you have a degree? And it's like, why is that on there?
I don't think it was on there.
You don't?
Yeah, I don't think so. Because a lot of the time it's just certificates.
Okay. But there are jobs where it's like...
I don't remember.
The reason...
If you have one.
No, I don't remember
you
if that was...
You do have a degree, though?
Yeah.
She went to Nashville, remember?
I know. I didn't know she stayed.
Yeah. I graduated.
With what?
I graduated with honors. A Bachelor of Arts.
Okay.
In...
In any way, shape, or form.
Oh my gosh, she forgot.
She didn't remember.
You don't remember?
No, it was a Bachelor of Arts in Journalism.
Okay. Do you use it in any way, shape, or form here?
Every day. Have you heard news or no?
Oh my God. There's zero journalistic integrity on anything we've ever done on this show.
We're usually Googling facts in the middle.
Yes! Yeah. So,
if you want my honest answer, I think he's making a mistake.
Oof.
By going.
Instead, he should what?
Because he doesn't seem to have a clear path of, if I do this and I get in this route and then I do this, then I will get this. It's just like, I want money and I'm going to start by going into debt.
Doing the thing that everybody does, though. Everybody goes to college and figures it out.
I know. And everybody doesn't have money. Right? I mean, everyone's struggling. That's like, what's going on?
If you, T-Hack, were looking at it more of a 18-year-old boy's life experience, would your answer be the same?
I would always say, I think it's, the experience is fun, it's worth it, but it's not about the education. So if he wants to live the college lifestyle, he can get an apartment in Boulder and he can get a job and he can work and he can still go out and party and have fun and be amongst all the other young people.
For considerably less than Creighton's tuition.
Yeah, and he would be making money, albeit it would be at some part-time job or something that he probably wouldn't like. But I think that's the biggest motivating factor, is if you work a job you don't like, then you're like, I got to figure out how I can do something that I do like. And if you don't, if he's still just searching and he doesn't know what he wants to do, how will he find it?
Because the reason I started this whole thing is there's a stat that says 1 in 4 Gen Z workers regret going to college. And I'm like, but then why are we shoving them into it?
Because that became the norm,
right?
It was like you had to go to college because... In high school, they would say 98% of people of college graduates have full-time jobs.
Oh gosh, I don't even think that's true anymore.
It just became the thing. But
having a full-time job, you could still be delivering pizza that has nothing to do with your poli sci degree.
That was an asterisk that no one read. And it just became, go get a degree. And now, trade school is where you should go because no one knows how to do that.
But you have to want to go. Like, you have to have some idea of what you want to do. This is, I'm really concerned about, I did not realize that young people have no desire.
Of course, what did you think their desire was?
But like, I have a 12-year-old nephew who's really into sports and he wants to go into sport. I think in his dream world, he'd play in the NFL.
But that's TBD.
I see a world where he's like, I'll just work at sports. And at least there's that.
But you go to college, like, how do you work at sports?
Can't you go to college for like sports management?
Yeah, sports medicine.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he'd get there faster if he just got started like interning with the Rapids right now.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think so. Showing up, grunt work, working for free while you're still young. And then
he's
before 12, you know it, you're.
No, but I'm still.
I'm actually not sure if he's 12. He might be 11.
She doesn't know her degree.
My nephew.
So what would you say? Yeah. By the way, if you're a high school and you want TIAC to do the commencement speech next year, don't. But like, when it comes time for Leo or Hazel, what are you going to tell them?
I want them to pursue what they want to do. And if you don't know what you want to do, don't get on a path. And get it, going to college, starting as a freshman, is getting on a path towards something. And if you don't know where, like, then just don't get on yet. Just wait. College will always be there. You can work a job. You could, right?
But what if they think they know what they want to do and they go to college and senior year they go, I want to do something else.
Yeah, and the colleges love when that happens because they go, oh, four more years? We can make it happen for you.
So,
and they, yeah.
Would you like me to give the text line so people can tell you how they feel about your opinions?
Sure, yeah. What's wrong? I think it's way too expensive. There's no guarantee anymore. When it used to be, like when my parents went, if you get a college education, you'll be qualified to make more money and all this. And I just don't think that exists anymore because of how expensive it got. The return isn't
common,
there.
Yeah.
And that, yeah, how common it is. And
okay. If you'd like to yell at THAC, 303-222-5423. And same number if you know anything about Erica's past that she's forgotten.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.